When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey besties. Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. I forgot the name for a second.
Welcome to season 5, the second half of Tiffany's pregnancy.
The second half?
Well, yeah, when we first left off, you were still in your first trimester. We completely skipped the second.
So this is the third half. Third quarter.
Third.
I don't know what it's called now. I love that for us.
No.
I'm almost done. That's all that matters. We got 7 weeks to go. Seven very long weeks.
That is okay. So how's it been going?
You're going to hear me huffing and puffing every 5 seconds, like,
can't breathe. Completely out of breath. That's
going good. Super excited. Baby's room is done. I mean, I think everything's done at this point. We got everything. We did the baby shower. We did the maternity shoot. The next thing to come is a baby.
Next thing to come. No, she will be here end of March. March 31st.
End of March. Which is so funny. I've been telling like March 31st to everyone. I could just say Easter. That's Easter.
Easter is?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
She's due on Easter. What's that? Like little egg. It's my little egg. I'm pooping out.
Thank you. We have been setting up this podcast room all day.
Yes.
So if we don't. If this isn't the enthusiastic first podcast back you were expecting, I apologize in advance.
We did a lot.
We did. So I heard this this topic, and I thought it was interesting. So I figured we'd start with the segment there. So first of all, the first half of the segment is, do you think people should give 2 weeks when they leave a job?
I'm here like fighting myself between like, do I think that they should and do I do it myself? I've definitely not. I've given 2 weeks notice actually. You know what? No. I got an answer. There you go.
You think it's no?
No. Just because I remember one time I gave 2 weeks notice the formal way, the like correct way, and I was let go for the second week.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they figured it out, they're like, we don't need you anymore. You don't have to come in. And I was like, that's so shitty. And then every other time I've been like, I'm leaving next week. And, you know, they're like, you need to tell us or whatever. And be like, what are you going to do? Fire me?
Right. I am very on the fence with it. I will say that I've always given 2 weeks. There's never been like one time that I didn't give 2 weeks to a job. But I am not above it. Like, they don't give you 2 weeks when they're firing you.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's such a double-edged sword.
Like, I think it depends if it's a job that you ever consider going back to. Like, if you don't want to burn the bridges, maybe you should do that. But if you don't care about the burn the bridges, then, like...
Yeah. And I think at the same time, like, companies don't give a shit about you. Like, they really don't.
Yeah.
You are so easily replaceable. And... they will find someone else super quick, but you won't find a job necessarily super quick if they were to fire you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Ugh. I don't know either. I was salty after that, after being let go up to the second week. So, it is what it is. It depends on how you want to leave them, but I personally don't feel like they, if it's not a job you want to go back to, or if it's a job that mistreated you, then like, why extend the common courtesy? I get the reasoning, you know, to find someone to replace you and stuff like that. But if they're not willing to keep you until the last day and you're not 100% sure, then like, no.
Yeah. And just to be salty and like, it's just, you're expected to give 2 weeks so they can find someone. But like you said, like they can easily just let you go because they're upset and you're out a week's.
And you can't do anything.
Yeah. A week's paycheck.
Yep, and that's what happened to me. I worked the first week, which was great. I'd like trained the person that was going to be replacing me. And then by the second one, I got a phone call in the morning. They're like, you don't need to come in. Enjoy your time. And they were like, it was nice having you. And I was like, you bitches. So mad. Oh, and I know exactly to this day the girl's name who told me that, because I see her on Facebook every now and then and I'm like,
really? You being friends with her, ballsy.
I know. She still has the same position though, so speaks much.
The second half of the thing was, hold on, let me see if I can find it. Give me 1 second. It was, have you ever walked out on a job? And what was the worst job you have ever had that made you walk out? There was one job I didn't give 2 weeks on.
Really?
Yeah, it was a naming job. And this is also like one of the worst naming jobs I ever had. A little girl, I won't say her name. Her mom, one, was always late picking her up. Mm-hmm. She was always 30 minutes to an hour late picking her up. I never got paid extra for that. Not only was she an hour to 30 minutes late, 30 minutes to an hour late every single time, she would sit and stay at my house and just chat about her day, sometimes for an hour and a half.
You never enacted like a little penalty if she like, you know, like, a, hey, like you, if grace period's 15 minutes and then I charge, you know, $10 every 30 minutes.
Girl, I was so desperate for money. Like, no, I didn't. But she was always late. But if she would pick her up early, she would dock my pay.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes, like, if it was down to, like, the minute. Like, if she picked her up 30 minutes early from my house, 10 minutes early from my house, like, you would see, like, the change sent also. So she was in a split home. Like, the dad would pay. The dad would reimburse the mom. The mom would ask for the money to pay me. If the dad didn't pay her to pay me, I wouldn't get paid.
That's insane.
I know. And she, and that wasn't
even. How old are you during this?
This is when I lived in Pinellas. Bryce was born.
Really?
Yeah, damn. I had Bryce. That wasn't even like the worst part. The worst part was she would just like go through my cabinets and just staying there. Like, not only did I have your daughter from literally, you know, 6:30 in the morning until sometimes 6 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. because she was late, it was supposed to be 5. She would literally stay and just like stay and hang out at my house. And I'm just like,
I would y'all make, were friends or something.
I don't know. Like, I told you how your daughter's day was. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you still here? Like, I have to go do my own things. Like, I just don't want your kid around me anymore. Yeah. No offense. She was great. But like, yeah. I've been with your kid all day. I've been with the kid for 12 hours. Like, take your, I have to see her again tomorrow. Lock
the door and be like, little Sally Sue, your mom is here. But like, stay in front of the door so she can't get in.
I know. And I'm like, I felt so bad. But I got to the point where I'd be like, I really need to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I would get my keys and like pretend like I'm going to go to the store. And sometimes I would
circle around the block.
Yes. But yeah, she would never pay me extra for being late. But yet if she came and picked her up early, like, and she would drop her kid off sick all the time.
Really?
All the time. Yeah. Which I get, like, you know, she has to work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm home. But like, so I had enough. One day, and I just drove to her house and dropped off all the stuff that she had at my house for her daughter. And I just texted her and was like, I'm not watching her anymore.
And did she say anything to you?
Yeah, she texted me back and she was like, she tried to blame the dad. She'd be like, I'm sorry, he's not paying you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not what it is.
I love that. It's the gaslighting and blaming someone else for
it. It was a whole thing, girl. Like, they ended up going to court over custody or something.
Really?
Because the mom used to sit there and like tell me how shitty the dad was, which I met the dad a couple times. Like, she used to like follow him, like crazy stuff, and like tell me, yeah, I followed him all the way down to XYZ and I saw another girl in his car, like crazy stuff. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And so when I felt kind of bad for the dad, because the dad just wanted more time with his daughter, you know? And I ended up telling him when I dropped off the cell, I was like, just let you know, I'm not watching her anymore. Like, this is what your ex has been saying that she's been doing. Like, Loki's stalking you and whoever you're talking to, take it that what you will. And they tried to summon me for court. And I was like, I'm so
That's so funny. I'm going to make him here to testify.
And no, for real. He was like, can you write a letter to the judge and like all this stuff? And I was like, listen, I gave you the information. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah.
And I felt shitty because I'm sure I could have helped out a lot, but I'm not. That was during COVID too, girl. I wasn't getting involved in all that.
The courts will figure it out themselves, hopefully. I mean, I don't know, but I love that.
It was too much. It was a lot. And that was definitely the worst.
That's too funny.
Yep, it was a whole mess. I watched that little girl for a very long time. Because I needed the money.
Yeah.
So I put up with a lot.
I'm apologizing in advance. I feel like there's so many noises coming out of me.
I can't hear any noises for the record.
I think I like burped like 3 times. So if it does happen to be on camera, I'll try to edit it out. I'm so sorry. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh. Like trying to like back up a little bit.
I'll try to edit out and save you the embarrassment.
It is what it is.
Mary, what about you? You ever walked out of a job? And what was your worst experience?
I've walked out of 2 jobs, I think, in my whole entire life. One job was working at the mall at Express. Mike and I were both working there at the time. And it was Black Friday. They wanted us on separate schedules. And we just decided, nope. I think they wanted like me in the morning, like after Thanksgiving, and him in the afternoon, but they wouldn't put us together.
You guys
like,
had one car at the time.
Yeah, we had the one car at the time, and we're like, that's not fair, we'll have to stay at the mall all day. And we're like, can you guys accommodate us? And then they're like, we'll try to accommodate you two at the. So they told us that they would see if they could put us on the same schedule, and then we got a phone call or a text or something saying that they couldn't, unless they put other people on the schedule, which is so ironic because they knew Mike and I lived together. Like, oh, sorry, Harry, you know, was scheduled with you instead.
They just didn't want you guys like working together.
Yeah. For some reason, they were like couples dating, couldn't work together, even though he was working in the back with the boxes and I was working the front with the customers. So we're like, that's fine. And then the morning of when we were supposed to be there, they're like, where are you? And I was like, I'm not coming.
Surprise.
Yep. And then I think we got fired right after. I think they said, don't bother coming back. And I was like, I don't plan on it.
Oh, what? On Black Friday?
Yeah, on Thanksgiving, I think it was. It was on Thanksgiving when all of this happened, because we were like trying to like enjoy ourselves. And I'm like, are you seriously texting me trying to figure out a schedule about Black Friday on Thanksgiving, like while I'm in the middle of trying to eat? I was like, I'm not coming. And they're like, if you don't show up, you guys are getting fired. And I'm like, it was just so nice when the alarm for work went on and I just like shut it off and like turned around, because I was like, I'm fired now.
Oh my God.
But the other one that I walked out from was Kmart.
Oh my God. I've heard this story a time or two.
Nope, I definitely walked out of Kmart. 16 at the time, first job ever. And some things happened. I don't know if we put trigger warnings on things or not.
Sometimes basically, we do. I just have to be reminded to put them on there.
Yeah, there was just a crime that was committed there that turned very unfortunate for the criminal. And I was bare witness to that and very affected being 16 to go through it. And they kind of told me to work the next shift and that I would be fine. And I was like,
it was a very
like, you're joking.
It was very
traumatic,
bloody crime.
First of all, they never closed the store, which is insane. Like, the store was never shut down. Mind you, someone was no longer with us, the criminal, and the store was open the whole entire time. We had 2 hours of SWAT team kind of figuring out. That's the first time I ever saw SWAT team, first of all. Did not know SWAT team even knew where Newport Richey was. They do. They cleaned up everything. They took statements down. They did all the investigations they needed to do, and they opened the store back up again. And I was told to not answer any questions and just continue cashiering. I did. I cried while cashiering. That's and 16. I did what I did. Yeah. And then I didn't come in the next day. And
okay, this all happened like in front of Tiffany.
Yeah. Over batteries. Which I say all the time. I'm like, just like the dumbest things. And I'm just like, I will let people steal whatever they want. I don't care anymore. Oh, I don't know how it ended that.
That they wanted you to come back in the next day.
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely expected us to treat the situation as normal, which is so funny because I don't know if people know or people should know. When you work at places, you have loss prevention that's like supposed to be like security, that's supposed to be there to like protect you and stuff. Ours was crying in the back room.
No.
Ours was crying in the back room being consoled by my manager while I was being told that I was covering the next shift tomorrow. And I was like, absolutely not. So I didn't show up and got let go. Yeah. And then got a written like bad report. So whenever I would apply for a new job and, you know, they contact your previous job, they said that I was unreliable because I never told anyone that I was going to show. And I'm like, tell them the rest of the story.
Yeah. Right.
And I would have to physically pull up the news article to show people. I'm like, oh, this is why I didn't show. Like, I just wasn't like a shitty worker. And then I still got jobs, but I was like, the fact that I had to defend myself with a news article, so annoyed. But yeah, we're just talking about
very. Yeah, I think that one wins. Oh my god, that's terrible.
And now all the Kmarts are closed out around the world, so it is what it is.
Well, which brings us to our next topic, baby stuff. No, for real though, we are going to be bringing back From Blended to Besties.
We are.
So make sure you email us at, what is it?
From Blended to Best. No,
I need a bestie.
Is it I need a bestie?
No.
I don't even know the email.
Hold on. Let's re-record this. We are going to be bringing back I Need a Bestie. So make sure you email us at fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com. Send us whatever you want to vent about, talk about, want us to talk about, need advice on. It could be anything. Parenthood, friendship, your work, your baby daddy. We will anonymously give you our opinion. We are not experts. But yeah, that segment will be coming back this season. So
yes. And if you don't know about the segment, it's just basically like an advice segment. You need a bestie, we'll be your besties. You give us your issues, we answer it, keep it anonymous, we talk about it on here. And we try to remember to do it every time. So while we're still on this topic, where do you put the baby powder then? Is that before or after?
After.
So after. You stick the cream cheese in and then you put the baby powder after.
Yeah. Well, baby powder you use like.
How are all these diapers?
On the everyday, just like regular pee. So she's going to pee. You're going to take the diaper off. Mm-hmm. And you're going to use the baby wipe. And you're going to wipe everywhere. In every crevice. Make sure she's nice and clean. You're going to use the baby powder. You know, put the diaper on, dip out.
What about the diaper cream?
If she doesn't have a rash, you don't need diaper. It's not just diaper cream. It's diaper rash cream.
Okay, so you're not putting it on every single time.
No. It's diaper rash cream.
So sometimes she'll have a beer bump.
Yeah, with baby powder.
Okay, so see now I'm... Okay.
Yes.
I bought a lot of diaper rash cream thinking I'm using this every single day. I'm not kidding you.
No. No, it's diaper rash cream. I thought it
was like every single situation thing.
No. It's diaper rash cream. It's for when she has a rash.
So what if she never gets a rash?
Then you don't have to use it.
I bought a lot of it.
Use it on Mike. I don't know. Like, he gets a lot of rashes.
I feel like I've always seen people like put stuff on the baby no matter what.
Baby powder? Well, this is just the way that I did it. I've never put... there's no need for it. Like I said, like it's a protective barrier to make sure urine doesn't get into like the raw skin. So if she doesn't have raw skin, you're literally just putting cream cheese or whatever.
That's what I thought. I thought the purpose was just like a preventative. Like you just like do it no matter what.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
Y'all, we need to take you back baby to this baby room and you need to see how much diaper rash cream I'm
scared.
Because I kid you not, I thought you use it every single like scenario.
Doesn't it say on there diaper rash
cream? I didn't read it. I just bought it.
It says diaper rash cream on the...
I'm going to have to Google this.
Girl, why don't you look on the instructions and see what it says.
It says as often as needed, especially during bath time to when there's more exposure to... Or bedtime. And when there's more exposure to wet diapers.
Exactly.
Are you supposed to use diaper cream every time? Should you put rash cream on every diaper change? Yes.
It says yes?
Yeah, there's no need to wait for the diaper rash to show up first. Using rash cream with every diaper change can help prevent diaper rash from happening.
I never knew that. I always kept my babies dry with baby powder. Because like it says, it's an ointment. Like
it says you can put Aquaphor on the baby's bottom as well at every diaper change as a protective barrier.
Yeah, I would. Okay. But why wouldn't you just put baby powder on them?
Hold on. So I'm going on Reddit really quick to see what the people say.
What the people
say? Some lady says she's been putting diaper cream at every change. She found another post and found out that you're not supposed to. She says, are you supposed to do it every time or not? Someone said it depends on the baby. Mine starts to get red as soon as I skip an application, so I apply it every single time.
Yeah, if your baby's butt is red, it's an ointment, so you should be putting it on. You shouldn't wait until your baby's skin is like blistered and open. If you see your baby's butt is getting red, put it on.
Yeah, someone said they only do it with the rash pops out.
Yeah.
Someone said they only do Aquaphor for overnights.
I put it on the boys as soon as their butts started getting red. But other than if their butt was fine, like, I wasn't putting rash cream on them. I was just putting baby powder.
So it's divided. Some people are saying was told by a pediatrician not to use it every time unless a rash is present. A lot of people are saying they don't use diaper cream, but they use Aquaphor every single time.
Hmm.
Which, guess what I didn't buy?
Aquaphor.
Darn.
I think it just depends. Like, I told you a million times, you are going to know what to do. Like, whatever you want. You know, if she has super sensitive skin, you might want to use it every single time.
Well, maybe she will have rashes because with the amount that I bought, she's going to have to figure it out. I thought that was like a number one thing. I honestly, kid you not, probably have 10 or 15 different diaper rash creams because I thought it was a must.
Oh my God.
I thought that was an everyday. I thought it was like diapers. Like, I'm going to go through them like crazy. So like, I need to have them. I got.
Well, maybe if you want to be like. Some people said that they put it on every single day. Maybe you can.
I did not Google that before I did these purchases.
Everybody's different. Everybody has their own thing. I did baby powder. But again, even the little girls I nannied, I had a lot of, because when you open a diaper, like, you can see the diaper rash cream on there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if I would do that every single time. I mean, with a wiener, maybe, because it's easy to clean off, but like, I'd be worried like the diaper rash cream would like
stay moist or something,
being up in there. Yeah, and staying moist and just like, I don't know. And the little girls that I nannied too, I've nannied probably like five little girls, they, when I would open their diapers in the morning, I would never see diaper rash cream in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like baby powder, which you could tell, like I said, like, you open it up and you're gonna see white all over the baby, mm-hmm, private areas. Like, I never saw that unless they had like a yeast infection or diaper rash or something. Like, and the mom would tell me, hey, she's got diaper rash right now, like, the cream's over here. Okay, cool. Like, never.
Well, that's good to know, because I didn't know that before.
Well, maybe
I'm over here worried about using the Bumco and I should be worried about the amount of diaper cream that I bought.
Well, voice your opinions below.
No, I love that. And not one bottle of baby powder has been purchased either.
Well, some people, there's like a big debate on baby powder too. Like, some people are super against it. I've used it. I had a good experience with it. My kids are fine. I don't know.
But are they? I'm trying to think of what other thing. You had a diaper genie, right?
I did.
For a diaper genie. Kids. Mm-hmm. So that was another one that I was like, people were divided on. Oh, what's what people were talking about the other day? Because I joined a baby pregnancy seminar thing. What is it called? Wipe warmers.
Girl!
If that's like necessary or not. So
it does not need a wipe warmer.
I thought it was a thing that you needed. It wasn't until maybe last week and I was like, someone brought up a point. I don't know where I saw this. Someone brought up a point that I was like, that makes sense. Like, yeah, you're going to keep the baby's butt wiped warm or butt warm when you're wiping it at home and stuff. But one, it does dry out the wipes. And two, when you're out and about, the baby's going to have a cold wipe on her butt anyways.
Literally.
So then I was like, we really don't need this.
You hold
it
between your legs for like 45 seconds.
I know. So I think I told Mike, I was like, we can switch that to like as a, we don't maybe necessarily need. We did get one gifted. But we're like, you know, if we need something else, maybe we could trade it out for like a must, like, you know, baby powder. Because I was like, if it's not like, if it's just a luxurious thing, I mean, we're in Florida. She doesn't really need it to be warm. It's not like she's going to want the cold.
Yeah, she might like it.
They're like, please make it as cold as possible.
I know. You know what I think is crazy? We were talking about swaddling and we were going to do a video of, which we're still going to do it, of Tiffany swaddling one of my cats. And it was going to be hilarious. The difference in swaddles now. So Michael's 13. So when I first became a mom 13 years ago, we didn't have like these swaddles that you
the automatic swaddles.
Just open a that's already like together. You just put the baby in it and Velcro over. Like, what? Like, what is that?
No, I think it's funny because Mike used to say all the time, he's like, you know, when we have a baby.
Or maybe I was just too poor and like couldn't afford it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they're like new. I think they're like all recent.
Mm.
I remember he's like, I'm such a good swaddler. I'm going to teach you how to swaddle. I'm like, I don't need to learn. And he's like, what do you mean you don't need to learn? I was like, they buy ones you could just zip up. They buy like ones that you could just like boop, boop. And like, that's it. And he's like, you're joking. And I was like, yeah, I just put that on the registry. I don't need to learn how to swaddle with a blanket.
I saw a swaddle. Well, it wasn't a swaddle because it wasn't really holding the baby's arms in. But it had like, it was like long and it had circles on the end. And you would lay the baby in the middle and you would fold her up like a V and then put the circles around her arm. And that, like, that was it. The baby was like tucked in. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. It's been like 45 years taking.
They're super easy. They have the ones that look like little baby straight jackets and you just like put them down and it like ties their arm over and then you zip up and you're done. Mm-hmm. The cocoon ones that I just got,
you literally just put the baby in and Velcro it.
Yeah, you go from one side to the other and then that's it. You don't have to like learn. So like I think I have maybe two or three swaddle blankets, like the traditional one. But everything else are the like automatic swaddlers because I was like, I don't need to practice how to do a burrito. This is 2024.
I know.
Which Mike is pissed. He's like, I'm going to still use the traditional swaddle. No, I'm like, as soon as you pass her to me, I'm taking her shit out of that shit because I don't know how to do it.
He's going
to
see how convenient the other ones are. I know,
they're so much easier.
And babies love to kick. Like the kids would kick out of their swaddles all the time. Like you can't kick out of that.
Yeah. It makes it more difficult, especially with zippers and Velcro and stuff like that. I call them little baby straitjackets because that's just what they look like. They're just stuck in there. They can't move. They're just like this.
No, Tiffany also got glow-in-the-dark pacifiers, which I'm like, what?
I thought that was genius. So smart. Yeah.
Genius. The for lady- you and for baby. Because when baby's like old enough to, you know, see and like kind of move around and stuff, she can go grab her own pacifier like from her crib.
And that's what the lady was saying. She would struggle. Like, she would put, like, six pacifiers near the crib area, and she could never find them because it's, you know, dark and hidden. And now they're just, like, glowing, so you know exactly where they are. Especially if it falls off when they're sleeping, and you can just be like, it's right here.
Well, they have the little clippy thing.
Yeah, but are you going to clip it when they're sleeping?
I did.
Oh, you did? I don't know if you're supposed to or not.
Whoops.
I love that.
Not like up by their neck. I would clip it like down. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did.
Yeah. Nope. Now we have the glow in the dark ones. And the pacifiers are changed to where now they're supposed to be fitted to like stay underneath. They're not like the big circular ones. They're flat. Like,
yeah, I had those. You know what I'm talking about? I had two of those. Bryce didn't really like those.
Really? Those are the only ones that I have.
Oh, really?
They don't really come out with the big ones because they, you know, used to create the buck teeth if they were in for too long. Every single one I've gotten from any like gift or anything like that has been the new like orthodontist style, I guess it's called. I was like, okay. I mean,
Bryce had like two pacifiers that he really loved. Sweet Pea, which Sweet Pea had the circle, but it was kind of like flatter. It wasn't like completely, it was just like, but not like the orthodontist one. It was definitely an old school pacifier. He loved that one. He loved there was one that had like a little skinny, very weird. I'm like, that's supposed to be a nipple? I don't think so. Like,
so funny. Actually, speaking of nipples, I told you we got those Amulet bottles in, right?
What's that?
Amulet is like a baby bottle that's supposed to be representing a nipple. They come in different shades. Like you go and see which nipple looks the closest to your breast, and we're over here like, am I a this one? Am I a that one?
Oh no!
And then you got to look at the different like nipple structures and be like, are you a four or you're five? And I'm looking at my nipple, Mike's looking at my nipple, like, and then we're looking at the screen and I'm like, he's like, yours isn't as long, but it's a little fatter. But no, actually it's a little shorter, but not that narrow. And like you just like look at stuff and
that's so it's supposed crazy. To look
and feel like a real titty. I don't know if
and you ordered that? Like you do it online?
We went it as a giveaway actually. But yeah, they had it at the Prego Expo, and then they had like little tents that you can like go in and like stare at your titties to figure out like the colors and stuff. But yeah, we won the giveaway, so I had to do it online. So we were looking online.
And they give it to you like a pacifier or like a nipple for a bottle.
It's an actual bottle. So let me see if I can pull it up.
They just give you one? Like, I'm so confused.
We got two bottles. It's two bottles that comes in the package. So this is what it looks like.
I'm scared.
Like, it's supposed to look like a titty. I don't know how to explain it.
I thought it was like...
but you do your nipple color. So I'm over here staring and I'm like, am I like the third nipple color? Am I like the second nipple color? And I'm like, I don't know. And then you have to do like the different shapes. So they have a shape guide and you can like go through them.
Oh, okay, girl. I thought it was like realistic. Like
it's supposed to, so it doesn't have one, what is that called? I don't know what it's called. Like hole that the milk comes out of. It comes out of like on the sides in a bunch of little different holes. Like a real booby.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, because I have no idea. But Mike and I were sitting there looking at all these different ones. And he's like, nope, that's too short. Nope, that's too narrow. Nope, that's not enough. And we were just looking at nipples trying to find mine.
Like, that's going to be difficult to do. Because if you're looking at your nipple now, like your boobs have changed so much. Not that I know, but well, from what I've heard.
You'd be terrified.
Your boobs have changed. And mine did too. And most women's do. Like they change so much during pregnancy and after pregnancy. Like how do you know like which one to get, because your boobs are going to change again, one when your milk comes in and two when your boobs settle and you don't have that huge influx of milk, like your nipples and stuff are going to change.
Even if it was changing or not, I couldn't tell what I had right now, so I'm just like,
you couldn't see it or what?
Like I just couldn't figure out like how narrow do you consider narrow. Like I don't think I have like wide ones, but I'm like, they're not like skinny either, and I'm just like, like, I don't know, like, how long is too long? Like, I couldn't tell. So it was just, I think I pressed the, like, three, which is the supposed to be the most common or average that women have. And I was like, I'm trying to think, average.
Which one would you be?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Some of them, like, the long and narrow one was kind of scary. And, like, the short and tubby one, I was like, I don't think that was me either. And I'm like, I don't know. And we were just looking. He's looking. I'm looking. I'm like, I can't tell.
That's actually kind of genius, though.
So it's funny, but we did get them in. So I'm excited to see if she likes it or not. It's supposed to be like, if I'm not breastfeeding, like the dad can do it. And it's like super,
or if you pump.
Yeah. And it's super similar where she doesn't tell the difference or not. So I guess we'll see if she can figure out if it's a real booby or fake booby.
Should have Mike strap it in.
I know, like those little shirts, like cut a hole in his shirt and just have it in there.
Have you seen the dads where they like take a picture of like the mom's face and like tape it on their face?
Or they put the iPad there to pretend. It's so funny.
That is funny.
So we did get those.
What else do y'all have that I didn't have that I'm just like, it's like there was a whole list. We're obviously not very prepared.
That I have that you never
had. I was just
had.
Like, oh my God, that is genius.
I mean, we didn't get the car seat that turns, but I think that's like a smart idea. Cause we talked about like how it was like tradition to bump the kids' heads in the car. Like they always have to have a little bump.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that type of car seat. But I do think that's like an interesting car seat to make it easier so you're not, bless you.
I'm sorry.
So you're not bumping them. Did you have bottle sterilizers?
I think there was bottle sterilizers, but I didn't get one.
You didn't have one?
Mm-mm.
That I saw was a must have. So that's like, I think that's the next thing we're going to be getting, just because I feel like it's going to make life easier.
Nope. I just, when they were little, I just did it in boiling water, sterilized the nipples in boiling water. I washed the bottles with like a free and clear. I got really stuffy all of a sudden.
No, I love that.
Nasally.
They gonna get you.
And then...
But didn't that take so long to boil them?
I guess. I mean...
That's what like my concern was, because in the beginning...
I also like put them in the dishwasher, which is... My dishwasher had a sterilizing, and I did that too.
I'm scared when I put stuff in my dishwasher, it just comes out like a whole different shape. Though with the, at least with the bottle sterilizer, I was telling Mike we can leave it in the room where we're washing like the bottles and then put it in the sterilizer, and I don't technically have to like get out of the bedroom to go to the kitchen and wash it and then put it to like sterilize and stuff like that. And we have a couple of bottles. Can't remember the brand, but they're like self-sterilizing where like you like undo the top and the bottom, twist them upside down or whatever, and put them in the microwave for 10 seconds and it sterilizes. But I forgot what the brand was. But I don't think we got anything that's like high tech. The cameras, I guess? The breathing band?
Like the outlet?
No. So the outlet, yeah, that's a great one. And that's one been around. But Nana came out with a breathing band that goes on the baby's belly.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera syncs with the breathing band to like see the breathing movement. So the baby, the outlet, a baby can kick off. But the breathing band, a baby can't kick off because it's in its belly. So it could toss and turn. It can go up and down.
So are you using your outlet?
We don't have an outlet yet.
I thought someone bought you one.
I don't know yet.
I don't want to say
someone said that they were going to, so we'll see.
If you want one, I have one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you do have one. Yeah. But we got the breathing band, so that's okay. The thing that I was, like, super excited for, to keep track of the baby or whatnot. So it monitors, like, her breathing.
I have an outlet, but I didn't use it.
I know. I love that. You were just like, I'll take my chances.
I know. I was going to use it. Someone gave me theirs, and I just – it was for Bryce, and I just knew, like
– that he'd be fine.
Not knew that he – obviously, you don't know, but I just –
I would say your confidence is, like, right here.
I mean, like, it's my second kid, you know, like, I just, I don't know. kind of forgot about it. Like,
I feel like I have anxiety. I feel like the whole
I feel like it would have given me more anxiety, honestly.
Why?
Because I would be constantly checking it.
That's true. I feel like I'd be constantly, like, checking things. God but if forbid. I'm not checking that, I'm, like, checking her. So, like, I could potentially wake her up more often being like, boop, boop, like, are you breathing? Are you fine?
I don't know. I would have to disagree.
I'm so scared. Like, for the first 2 weeks, I'm like, how am I going to sleep?
You will, though, because you're going to be so exhausted.
Mike told me, he was like, we can take turns. And I'm like, so I have to, like, just trust you that you're doing it right? Like, I'm so scared of that, taking turns. Like, no, I'm awake on your turn, too.
Oh, my God, girl. You're going to be so stressed.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, we can take turns. And he's like, we'll do this and this so, like, we can both get sleep. And I was like, and I know he's had a kid before, but I'm like, how are you going to know what to do?
I can't with you.
I was like, oh, my God. He's like, you're going to be tired. You're going to want to take the sleep. I'm like, right now, I'm going to figure out how many energy drinks I can give in a shot.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Stressing me out. Oh.
Yeah, for me personally, I think having something like that. Like, honestly, even having the night vision camera with the two-way talking, like even that was like, I was weak. I couldn't imagine having something track his breathing.
Like, did you have that? Did you have like
the nighttime camera?
Yeah.
I had for
then some people just do the I don't know, like, you know, when you could listen to the baby cry, but like that's the all
baby
it
monitor.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one of those with Michael, which I thought it was we splurged back in 2010.
And, y'all were fancy back then.
Yeah, you didn't have it on your phone, but it was cool because it came with like a little remote and you could walk. We were in a condo. You could walk downstairs and turn the camera and it was night vision.
Oh, you can like still see and stuff.
Yeah. You could hear or whatever. And that took batteries or whatever. And then with Bryce, I was able to have it on my phone. Mm-hmm. And same thing. We had the night vision and you could hear and I could talk to him or whatever.
What you doing, buddy?
But, even that honestly, because you could see the breathing. But girl, if I had any more technology, I know myself, it would not be a good thing.
What I like, I don't know about the outlet because I'm not quite sure.
You
I know
see
the outlet
with Michael's phone at school, and I panic every single time his phone like has a delay sometimes, and it's like arrived at school, and it's like 10 o'clock, and I am freaking out calling the school.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean he just arrived at school? What was he doing? And like,
it took forever.
I could not imagine. I have too much anxiety.
That I've seen a lot of people will say with the whole outlet, like how it does the false alerts and stuff. And, you know, people appreciate the false alerts versus real alerts. But I think with the Nanit, I haven't heard anything about false alerts, but I do know that it does the, like you can stay on the phone or stay on the phone. You can stay on the app and watch the baby if you need to, or you could just do it where it only notifies you when there's an issue. So you don't have to like constantly be on the lap, but you'll get a notification like, hey, something's gone. You know, something's weird. Something's going on, where you kind of just rely on those alerts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
But I'm going to need that. I'm going to need the alert on high and like to go through my phone that I always put on snooze.
No, for real. At least maybe you'll answer your phone now because your phone will be on.
No, I love that.
But I'm bummed.
Well, some people can get through because those people who were calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning got through with no issue.
I love that for you.
I'm trying to think of what else was things that
it was just like the most like random things I feel like. I want to look it up on Amazon, but every single time I touch anything on my phone, something happens.
I love that. I didn't see anything that was really like spectacular. I mean, I've been telling
like
Mike
a whole list of things, and I'm like, what is that?
That were gadget things?
Uh-huh. That you have. I'm just like.
That I have?
Uh-huh.
Is it on my registry? Can I pull up through my registry?
You want to pull up your registry.
I'll pull up through my registry. Oh, it looks like I added something to my registry for some reason. When did I do
don't
that?
I don't remember exactly what it was.
Sterilizer. They got the breastfeeding cart. The boppy. Did you ever use the boppy?
I had a boppy. I loved my boppy.
Okay.
I used that for a really long time with both boys.
Bassinet. We have the owlet. The baby wraps. Diaper genie.
Mm-hmm.
White noise machines. The camera, the car mirror camera.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know a lot of people were saying that they were like, that was the best thing that's been invented.
My hairdresser said that. She said she got one of those and she loves it.
That I don't see why or how could anyone not have one. Like,
well, technology back in the day.
I know. But like traditionally having to rely on looking back or looking at the mirror. If it like drops like the little thingy. And
well, sometimes like Bryce would like kick. You know, he was turned around, and mm-hmm. so he would kick the seat, and the mirror would be like,
oh, get lower and lower.
And I'd go to, like, check on him, and it would just be his feet. And
I'm really? Like, oh. That's too funny. Yeah, I still, we just got it. I told Mike to, like, finagle it, because I don't know if we attach it to, like, the baby seat or to the car. I haven't looked, so it's, like, a little tiny camera that faces the car seat. But then you have a monitor that's in the front, so you're not using your rear room mirror, you're just relying on the monitor, which I thought was super cool. And they're not expensive. Like, it's not like, oh, I need to save money to, like, get this. Like,
it was like, what?
$29.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I'd get that now so I could yell at my kids.
Oh, yeah, the camera set up now.
Like, I saw that, Michael. That's actually not a bad
idea. That'd be funny. Put one in front of each kid and then you have the monitors in the front.
Yeah, and I can see exactly what they're doing.
No, that'd be fun. Try to save money for, like, not having a camera in the car and just use it to, like, point to the sides for accidents. They're like, I'm too broke to pay the $300 for a car cam, a dash cam, so we're just paying $29.99.
That's actually genius. I might need a link for that.
I know.
That's genius.
That one, the nail trimmer, was that a thing?
Oh, a baby Dremel? Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Girl, she got a baby Dremel.
You scared me. Megan told me she was like, don't get a nail clipper because you can clip the whole front or the whole tip of a baby's nail. And I was like, absolutely not.
A girlfriend of mine did it. And I was so terrified. Their nails are so thin.
That's what scared me.
I used to just bite my kids' nails. I would put their little finger in my mouth and I would just trim off their little nails.
I would say that I would do the same thing. And then I watched a compilation video on TikTok of kids who would like poop themselves and put their hands in their poop. So would I want to bite her nails and know that
that's only for, I only did it for like maybe like the first month and your baby's not really sticking their hands in their poop just until their nail beds got a little thicker where I felt comfortable either filing them or using nail clippers, but their nails are literally paper thin.
I love that. Speaking of nails, Michael needs to cut his nails because I saw it the other day and I was like, are you trying to climb trees, child?
His toenails?
Yeah, no, his regular nails.
Oh, I cut Bryce's toenails last night. Girl, them things were like growing over the edge. I was like, what is going on here? He's like, gonna clip my toes. Yeah, girl, them things were long.
It's not like he's gonna pay attention to them either.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He just, oh, yeah, they were.
That is so funny.
I asked Travis, he was like, you really gonna cut his nails right now? Because it was like 9 o'clock at night and we had just finished watching a movie. And I looked at him and I was like, have you ever clipped Bryce's toenails? I mean, he was like, I've never clipped his toenails. He's never done it. Bryce has been alive for 6 years, and I've been the only one to clip his toenails.
That's so funny. And, like, how do you keep a schedule of that? Because it's not something that's, like, you check every now and then, like, let me check the toes.
No, for real. Like, I just look over, and it's like,
You look over, you're like, dang, it's about time now.
Sometimes, like, you know, when he's playing outside and stuff, like, you can see, like, the dirt underneath them, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot of dirt. Time to clip some toenails. But he had just gotten out of the bath, and, girl, they were
long.
It was concerning. And I was like, damn, like, I feel like his nails sometimes grow really fast sometimes, and then sometimes they're just, like, chilling.
Yeah.
But he's been ripping his like, nails off. He, like, cuts his
like
own nails.
Like, bites them?
Not bites them. He, like, peels them off. Because he says that they get too long, I guess, because I'm, like, trimming them fast.
You're not thinking of the date.
He doesn't do his toes.
I know he bites his nails, and I yell at him all the time. I'm like, do not bite
my
nails.
I know, I yell at him too.
But I can't say anything because I do too, because I have anxiety. And he sees. Yeah.
I bite my nails until they bleed, but I still tell him not to do that.
Oh, who's cutting his toenails? Because he doesn't have toenail clippers.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think he's biting his toenails?
Girl, I swear to God. I need you to, when you go home today, just to see the condition. One, see if it's been growing for like the last 6 years, because we haven't been on top of that. And that's probably why we're going through shoe sizes a little too fast.
Oh my God, he's got like an inch and a half. No.
If they're like ragged and jagged and like little scrapes, and then be like, Michael, what are you using for this?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. What if he's like, I'm biting them?
I would look first. Just look first. At least if they look like they're like cut nicely, maybe he's secretly taking the nail clippers.
But I know he's not, because I struggle to find nail clippers every single time. Where is he getting nail clippers? Girl, we're going to have to report back.
I
kind of low-key want to text Travis and see if he'll answer. Ask
girl, they're in the middle of bowling. What are you going to do? Michael, take his shoes off? They're going to be stinky.
Ask him. Just say, who cuts your toenails?
That's a good question. I don't look at people's toes. That's the thing. So I don't look at Michael's toes to even know. I
have at his toes.
I feel like they were short. Long. Whose toes are really good?
I look at so many. Yesterday in the group chat, that's all there was freaking people's feet. Charlie's trying to call me out.
I feel like
pictures
when
of my feet.
Were those your feet last yesterday?
Yes.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. You're joking.
Those are my little toesies yesterday.
For a second, this is the one that popped up. Damn, Megan, they're hairy. Hold on.
No, it wasn't. That was Mike's.
These are your toes? Who's clipping your toe then? Talking about the lack of your children getting their toenails clipped, and you also are in need of some toenail clipping.
That is true. I do need to clip my toenails. Yes. I did take care of it, though. They were taken care of. Okay?
They're not taking care. Can you not? I did not think
these toes. Did you think those were
Travis's?
You thought those were Travis's toes?
I thought they looked a little weirder, but like, I thought they were. First of all, why are you like, why are they flexed like this?
Because I was sitting a weird angle.
You're like, I'm not going to show the cameras, but like that just.
First of all, I was sitting in a very uncomfortable angle, and he purposely took his phone and made my feet look the worst angle it could be. And then he's like, he literally took that picture and he was like, gotcha. And I was like, what do you mean, gotcha? And I looked at that picture and I was like, I looked at them myself and I was like, whose feet are those? Like, he tried to make them look bad.
I did not know they were yours. I honestly thought they were his. And I did think it was weird. I like why he was sending us pictures of his own feet. But then I was like, Travis seems to be the guy. I don't know how we got into this. Travis seems to be the guy to like embrace his flaws. I'm like, oh, he's like showing off, like, look at my toes. Like, I don't care. I did not know they were yours.
Girl, I know. And I'm like, that's why I said, I was like, you're bullying me. Because you literally.
They look like they're so dehydrated. They're like shriveling up.
No, he literally purposely like took a horrible angle and like, because I was literally stretching my toes out.
But the angle doesn't change the fact that you also made it be clipping your toenails.
I know. I hate that man so much. I'm like, why are you bullying me?
I did not know. That is so funny to know that now. I know that Mike over here, when I don't know why Mike sent his own toe pictures. Like, this is a
okay,
personal
let me just press, since we're getting into this probably sounds really weird. Okay, so we all roast each other. Okay, we have it called letting the dogs out, okay? And we all joke about how we need to make money by selling our feet pictures online. So what we do is we all have,
No, we're not selling our own pictures. We're selling each other's.
Yes, so we're all making, like, little... This probably sounds horrible, but I don't care. We all have, like, a little collection.
And of it's other like people's toes.
Blackmail too. So we get Travis all the time.
We do.
Travis, he had his dogs out all the time.
Yep.
Like, and he just has no shame. Like, it's
I take pictures of his toes all the time.
And we send it in our group chat, and it's always like, oh, where did you get that? Like, it's embarrassing and shameful. But anyway, so we got Travis the other day.
I did. Oh, yeah. He had his toes out next to you. Mm-hmm. I took the picture, and I sent it to you, and I was like, look at this.
Well, I also, he was eating that cake, and I took a photo. Oh,
yeah. That's what started it. I sent the photo of his feet.
I didn't even mean to get his feet. It's just I knew that if he saw
me. They were like prominently there.
I know, because the way I was sitting on the couch. But I knew that if he saw me taking a picture of the Kim eating the last piece of cake, he would hide from the camera. So I had to be like real quick. Yeah. So that was the photo that I got, was of his feet. Didn't mean to get the feet. Just meant to shame him for eating the last piece of cake. We're just a big shaming family here. But anyway, so that's how it all started. And then he's like, you know, Megan, he always tells me all the time. He's like, I never get you. I'm so nice, blah, blah, blah. And I'm never nice. I'm not nice to anybody. I don't care if we've been married for 55 years. You're going to be shamed just like everybody else. And yeah, that's why I got my kids.
I know. She added Bryce's little toesies in there. I cannot with him.
He had his dogs out yesterday, which is how I knew they needed to be trimmed. But anyway, so yeah, he got me as I was flexing my feet. It was in a very uncomfortable position. Had the worst day of my life. And he decided then to finally shame me.
To do that. Let me kick her while she's down.
Yeah, and then Mike
had me dying. So we're in the room, like laying in bed, getting ready for bed. And I see him like this, like, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, and he's like, can you come over here and help me? And I'm like, help you with what? And he's like, with this. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, you know, like I have boundaries and I get that we're married, but like,
I'm pregnant. Well,
yeah, what's going on? He's like, can you separate my two toes?
Okay. Mike has web toes, and it's not talked about enough. Mike has a web toe on each foot, and one is worse than the other. And he picked the nasty one, too.
He asked me to separate his toes to, like, extra define that they're webbed so he can send it to Megan and Travis.
I'll have to get his consent and post that photo in here. In the
in the background.
It's truly disgusting.
When he sent it, and I was like, why do I gotta be in this?
Like, his toes are like used together, like more than halfway up.
He's part frog or amphibian or something.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And he sent that to the group chat. And Travis
like
was
himself,
like, Travis,
like think,
Travis has never seen them.
No?
No. And he's like, what is this? And I'm like, that's Mike's feet. He's like, this isn't real. And I was like, no, it is. Like, that's,
he's never seen his
he's
feet.
He's never seen them like that.
That's so funny. And it is up close in that picture and stuff.
He's like, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, it's real. And I was like, and he's got another one too. I remember when I think him and I were like dating or something. And we went to go get him some shoes. And it was when those toe shoes first came out, like back in the day, back in 2009 or whatever. 2008, 2009. And he was like, I really want to get some, but I'm really scared I'm not going to be able to wear them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, just wear them. Yeah. I didn't know he had webbed toes, girl.
Really? That's so funny.
So I had to try them on. And I think he was able to get a pair, but like barely.
Yeah, he said they were like hurting him because they do like
they hug all your toes. Yeah.
I think I wasn't aware about his either. There was just one time that I was like looking at him, or I looked and I was like, the fuck is that? And I was just like, what
did
is
you
like,
super glue your toes together?
Yeah. Like it wasn't something that I saw on the first few dates. Like I think we were established. And I was like, what is that? Like,
what are those?
Yeah. Like, what condition is that? So I'm just curious.
Does Leilani have, can you see if she has web toes?
I think we were checking with the baby thing to see if you could see their separation, and you can see on the ultrasound the like definition, because I was like, I swear to God, if I get a little frog coming out, I'm gonna be pissed.
I'm gonna be checking every toe.
But she's also playing with her feet all the time, so I don't know what she's doing.
She got a little foot fetish of her own. She could be joining the group chat.
But I remember seeing Mike's and I was like, what is that? And he's like, yeah, I have web toes. And I was like, why did I meet you with sandals first? Yeah, like, oh.
Something that was on the Tinder profile.
No, like, now that I'm fully committed, now you release them and that's what I see.
He knows what cards he has to deal and when to deal them, okay?
And I even told him, like, dead serious too. I'm like, why don't you never consider, like, cutting them or breaking them in half? And he's like, so shocked, like, why would I? And I'm like, I don't know, they look normal.
It's not like a thing to be proud of with your web toes.
No, he likes his little amphibian style.
He does like
them.
I'm like, you're strange.
No, I was like, that's weird.
I'm going to make, you know, then I'll throw up every single time he calls me. I was like, I'm going to make that his profile picture
don't
when he calls
dare.
Me because it'll make me sick. Like, looking at it, it was.
It just looks like he didn't have, like, He didn't finish developing.
Yeah, like I can't even look at our group chat right now. It's like bad enough we got Travis's feet. She'll send me a picture and it's like Travis's feet. And I have to look at that. And it's just, when does it end?
I know. It's horrible. But yeah, that was if everyone saw our freaking group chats,
I know.
They would be like, what is wrong with y'all?
People can't see our group chat.
No, it does not need to be seen.
No, not at all. Anything, but we're going to have to cut this one. This is episode one. I hope you enjoy
it. I love that. All over the place. We will have to get back with whether or not Michael cuts his toes and see if Leilani in a few weeks, if she has little web toes.
Little webbies. But we will catch you guys in the next one.
Yep. Bye.